It's Friday when we hear from StoryCorps, and today we hear from Yalitza Castro, an undocumented immigrant who works as a housekeeper in Charlotte, North Carolina. Every other Saturday night, she cooks dinners for homeless men and women. Willie Davis has been the recipient of many of those meals, and at StoryCorps, Yalitza told Willie how it all began.
My kids and me, we was driving, and it was raining and really cold, and we saw a guy with a sign asking for some help. And I just give him $5. And my daughter asked me, Mommy, why we don't take him to dinner? I say, okay, let's make a U-turn. But he was not there. And we were thinking, we have to do something. Willie, you remember the first dinner together?
Yes, I do.
It was Christmas 2010.
The church van came, picked some of us guys up from the men's shelter. And I'm like, why is this lady coming to the roughest place in Charlotte to do this for us? Something must be fishy about this, but I said, I'm going to go. And when I got out of the van, I smelled the cooking, and then I saw you. I saw a smile on your face. It made everybody feel welcome and comfortable. And when you cooked, it was like what moms used to cook. And I haven't had that kind of feeling in a long time, and I really needed that.
That night, I finished all the stuff in the kitchen, and when I got to the buffet tables, you guys all together start singing the Feliz Navidad song. And I say, oh my gosh, you're singing in Spanish. And I start crying.
Everybody just gave you a standing ovation pretty much. It's just, you don't make us feel homeless. You know us by names and faces. And we know y'all care. Before I met you, Jaleesa, I pretty much almost gave up. But that home-cooked meal, it just brought my self-esteem back up. And now I've got my own place. And
it's really amazing. And that gave me motivation because I'm here in the United States by myself with my kids. And I know that it's hard. That Christmas dinner is not just a meal. It's try to make your guys feel like we are family.
Every other Saturday feel like Christmas to me. That's why I keep coming. I'm always going to keep coming.
That's Willie Davis with his friend Yalitza Castro. They'll be celebrating Christmas together next week. All StoryCorps interviews are archived at the Library of Congress, and you can read more stories like this one in the new StoryCorps book, Ties That Bind.